Well, you've also been a visiting professor twice in China and twice in Japan. Tell us about some of the research on selenium that's come out of those areas.
Yes, I was especially interested in another selenium deficiency disease. We know the Chinese discovered Kaishan disease, which is a cardiomyopathy, and we will talk a little bit more about that. But then there's another one, the so-called Cushing-Beck syndrome, in which children cease growing because the actively growing part of the bone is atrophied and stops growing, and so they remain dwarfs. And when you visit some of the regions in Xi'an, you still see patients sitting in corners, small dwarfs that have Cushing-Beck syndrome. Research showed that selenium can prevent significantly the Cushing-Beck syndrome. And I went there and we did some research and we found that some additional elements play a role in this disease as well. The deficiency, for example, in iodine, boron, very interestingly, which we know also helps bone formation. And then, interestingly enough, a highly neglected element, germanium, which is in some of the colloidal plant-derived minerals also. So here you have example of synergistic interactions. It is not selenium alone. It is important. You got to watch the other ones too, and they have to be given in the diet as well.